January 15th, 2022, Saturday of the first week of the year. Recently, as I was talking to a good and very devoted person after Mass, she described how she had gone through a period of deep anger toward the Catholic Church. In reciting the Creed, she said, when it came to one holy Catholic and apostolic church, she would skip the word holy. This reaction is understandable, given all the scandals over sexual abuse and finances, along with the deep divisions and antagonisms, lack of transparency, power struggles, and lax devotion and practice that we have seen so often, it can be hard to find the presence of God there. No wonder so many are checking out. The Church has always had its problems. Throughout its history, there have been controversies, misconduct, indifference, and other failures. One response has been to try to purify the Church by excluding anyone whose behavior, words, or beliefs do not conform to the Catholic Church's teaching, strictly interpreted. That way, supposedly, the Church will not be tainted by dissent or bad behavior. Only the truly worthy will be left, and the Church will be set aglow by their perfection for all to see. This approach equates holiness with purity. Because God is perfect, it reasons, to be holy is to be perfect, without any sign of weakness, confusion, or evil. That is the attitude of the religious leaders who criticize Jesus in today's gospel for associating with sinners. How can he represent God when he is so comfortable with those whose lives are so obviously in conflict with God's law and the leader's ideal of perfection? That's the same criticism often hurled at Pope Francis and others in the Church who welcome those whose lives are less than perfect in the estimation of the critics. But Jesus, as this gospel passage and many like it show, rejects that attitude. The whole reason he came was to reach out to sinners and heal them, bringing them back to God. He compares his work to that of a doctor. Doctors spend their time with sick people because those are the ones who need care. That does not mean that sickness and infirmity are good, but just the opposite. The whole point is to free the suffering of their illnesses, which means being with them in their time of weakness. Pope Francis used the same analogy when he spoke of how the Church should be a field hospital, a place where those in need of care, whether physical, social, moral, or psychologically, can come to find healing. This is a very different attitude from the fortress mentality, where the supposedly righteous seek to build a wall between themselves and anyone who does not live up to their standards. What we sometimes forget is that the holiness of the Church comes from the presence of Christ, not from us. We are holy to the extent that we conform our lives to Christ, whose life was marked by welcome and compassion, not by a rejection of anything impure. Ironically, it is those who seek to make themselves holy by avoiding any association with the imperfect, who distance themselves from Christ. They don't need him, they think. Rather, he needs them. That attitude leaves them open to the temptation of pride, self-righteousness, and a sense of entitlement. That refusal to face their own weakness, sinfulness, and need for healing is far more dangerous to the life of the Church than the kind of sin they condemn, because it so often leads to arrogance, disrespect, an abuse of power. In that sense, the church is not so different from many other organizations. For example, a recent article in the New York Times about how employees are becoming less willing to put up with bosses who are jerks, as they say, made the observation that, quote, what separates the average person from the hardcore jerk is the capacity to recognize failures and try to improve. Levi, also known as Matthew, in today's gospel, was able to recognize his failure with Jesus' help and committed to changing his way of life to follow Jesus. That is what made him a great apostle. To become disciples of Christ, the virtue we need is humility, not purity. That is what leads to holiness.